All right, the voice works, the bell works, the prebiotic soda works, the taste buds work. Everything's working, guys. We are looking good in the neighborhood. How's everyone doing? Oh, was I given a new soundboard?
I'm so fucking tired of your fucking bullshit.
Yep, I do. I have a new sound bite. That's nice. That's a good one. How's everyone doing out there? Hope you're doing great. It's raining again in Los Angeles because, I don't know, atmospheric river. What asshole came up with that? It's like, listen, it's going to be really, really rainy. What are we going to call it? What's happening in the world? And so that's annoying. But what can one do? Today is President's Day, which is pretty crassy.
I cannot tell a lie.
We're marking President's Day today.
87 years ago.
This day observes the birthdays of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
They were born on the same day?
In infamy.
The day to honor all former presidents in the U.S.
But the only thing we have to fear is fear
E. coli.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
On OnlyFans.
Happy President's Day.
It's showtime.
Happy President's Day to all you IFTers. I know this is coming out 2 days after President's Day, but I'm recording it on President's Day, so this is what you're getting, okay? Crazy thought. What if we move the Super Bowl back 1 week, okay? So, I don't know, maybe one extra playoff game or something. I don't know how that works. Or they just had a couple weeks off, or 3 weeks off. And then you have the Super Bowl on Sunday, the day before President's Day, and then you got the next day off. That's what I'm running on. To the American people out there, your humble servant, Wells Adams, here to declare his bid for presidency, running on one thing and one thing only, that we move the Super Bowl back 1 week, so on President's Day, you can stay in bed hungover instead of making up some bullshit about why you can't come into work the Monday after the Super Bowl. I decree! All right, let's call the Brandi. Time to call her up now. She doesn't know I'm running for president. She probably wouldn't vote for me anyways. She'd be like, oh, cute. You're running for president? Cute. Not going to vote for you.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
I was talking to the wife tears before I called you. Today's President's Day, even though it's coming out a couple days after President's Day.
Holidays are just like, holidays are just happen to be like the one day where I typically like need some answers from people that have been out all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Monday and I need some answers. And I've gotten bounced so many out of office emails. I'm like,
yeah,
this do we need to be out of office on President's Day? I don't know.
I mean, if you have a 9 to 5,
100%.
But you and I have weird jobs.
I don't get the luxury of ever truly being out of office ever. I feel like I've realized recently, and it's really bad, and I need to figure out how to be on my phone less without like my career taking a hit.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Like I truly feel so attached to my phone. Like I feel like I need to be like able to respond to anybody at any time that asks me any question about anything, whether it's the podcast, my DJ stuff, social media, like anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that feeling of being like so tethered to the phone.
Yeah. I think that you should have a rule of like after 5 p.m., like it's just kind of bad form to be answering anything.
I was thinking after 8 p.m. or 9 p.m.
Yeah, no. I usually wait until after. If it's like past 5:30, I'm like, you can wait until tomorrow.
Unless they
like hit me up at like 3, and then I should have responded. But
uh-huh.
So I was just telling the wife tears that my idea for a perfect world. Why don't you just push the Super Bowl back one more week, or like have another week of like playoffs, and then you have the Super Bowl this weekend.
And well, then there's Monday off.
And then you get Monday off. And then what the fuck?
Genius.
I don't know what we're doing. And then you have to play that game with your boss of like, I got the flu. You go get the flu the day after the Super Bowl? Did you really? Oh, wow. Okay.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
Yeah.
Dagnabbit. Who really gives a shit anyways if it's one more week? Doesn't really matter to any of us.
Nah.
Stupid.
I think they just like should start football 1 week later then, right?
Yeah, or do that. Exactly. Yeah. Or have two byes.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That seems too long, though, for the players. They probably want to get it going.
I think the players like more time off.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
I feel like if you take time off, though, then you, like, start mentally kind of being, like, not in the zone. And, like, physically, you take it. You've got to be working out as much anyway, so you might as well just play.
Not to be a dick, but it's not about the players. It's about their entertainers, all right? It's about it's about the people who pay for it. It's about it's about the clients.
You're right.
And it's burped a little bit.
Poppies will do that to you.
I'm telling you, this is not an ad, but gosh dang it, if poppies aren't the best thing in the world.
I love them.
My poops have been phenomenal recently.
Really?
Yeah, really helped my gut health.
Oh, wow. I don't notice a change in my poos, to be honest, but I love poppies.
I feel like you got good poos anyways.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's not me, but I have been recently. So there you go.
Shout out. Please sponsor the pod.
I know. I just had the founder on my other show, my cooking show. So we do need to reach out to them and be like, this is what you guys, Podcast Nation, clip this part right here, send it over to them and say, Wells wants this poppy to sponsor the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you watch the People's Choice Awards at all? Yeah.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because Miley might have won something.
Oh, I don't know. You know, maybe I shouldn't say this, but coming off the Grammys,
yeah,
which are a real big deal, and not to say the People's Choice Awards are like not a big deal, but in comparison, it's like, we just did the Grammys, like we're good.
Yeah, I think that you're like...
Did you go?
No.
Oh, okay. My mother broke through Do Not Disturb.
Well, answer it. Let's find out what's so important.
I texted her this morning and said, FaceTime you when you're awake. So that's...
Oh, that's on you.
That's on me, but yeah.
Will you FaceTime with your mother?
Constantly.
Why?
Just to chit-chat, just to gossip, shoot the shit, talk trash on the rest of the family, you know, like.
Yeah, but why FaceTime?
Why would you not?
I don't want to FaceTime with my parents.
It's Tish.
I know, but it's still your mom.
No, we FaceTime like almost every day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There are few people that I talk to on the phone that I'm not FaceTime. Like if I'm going to call somebody, it's going to be a FaceTime or I don't want to talk to you.
Really?
Yeah. It's like my besties that don't live here, which are like Val Marta in LA. Like if I'm going to call them, I'm just going to FaceTime them.
You don't FaceTime me.
We don't talk on the phone either.
I guess we're FaceTiming right now, technically.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's no phone calls in my life anymore unless it's a business call.
Really?
We're either so close that we're going to FaceTime or we're not close enough to ever even talk on the phone.
Have you been seeing all the Apple VR thing, whatever it's called?
Yeah, I don't know what those are, but I saw a TikTok goggles. Of a lady running into her microwave in them, and it was funny.
That's funny. Do you think that we're all going to do that?
Yep.
You do?
I do. Because every time something crazy comes out, everyone's like, I won't be that person. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then you do it. Like when everybody started getting iPads instead of computers, I was like, I will never.
Yeah.
And here I am in 2024 with an iPad as a computer.
Oh, I like the iPad. I don't think I've had a problem with that. I had a
massive problem.
I think I'm going to hold out. I think I'll try it out and I think I'll think it's cool, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to hold out until they're just like Ray-Bans. When they're just sunglasses, then fine. Yeah. But like walking around with that big fucking thing in your face.
Yeah.
And then you got to have a battery pack.
No.
It's not for me.
Mm-mm.
I mean, definitely and also not. I don't know. I will say this. I think I got to cut down on the TikTok.
Same.
I'm starting to really get like, it's a bad Same. Thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I've tried to be better about posting to TikTok.
Yeah.
But because of that, I'm now on it more, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I used to have things that go viral on TikTok, and not anymore. But I did actually yesterday I had one that went kind of viral, but like now it's all relative.
Oh. Which one?
Oh, you mean to play it for you?
Sure.
For some reason, this came across my TikTok of this girl talking about Taylor Swift having pit stains in the box at the Super Bowl. Here you go.
Super Bowl. My friend was in her box, and like, I'm freaking out. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Let's get into
that is so dumb that so that's dumb. Going viral.
Oh, I know.
But it's funny.
I can't stand vocal fry.
Mm.
And you know what another thing is that I can't stand? Hmm. Hey, guys, can we stop using the word iconic? We are overusing the word iconic, all right? Because, yeah, we are. And you are definitely guilty of this. I've seen it on your thing. And not everything can be iconic, all right? Because if everything's iconic, then it's, then it's just mid. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. The things that you say like are iconic, like there are like 17 things that are iconic in the history of American civilization. All right.
Who says who?
If it's iconic, it's like something that lives forever in time.
Yeah. Miley performing at the Grammys. Iconic. Iconic.
No. It was good.
It was iconic.
It was really, really good.
Iconic.
Okay, in 100 years, people are not going to be talking about that, being like, that was a watershed moment in time. Also,
they might. You don't know. You're not going to be here.
I'm not. You're right. And also, I'm not. That's not the thing. It's when people are like, "What? Those boots are iconic." What? No, they're not. Those are just boots. All right, they're leather boots. They're just regular boots. They're not iconic.
To that person, they might be iconic.
To that person, they'd have no understanding of what an icon is. First of all, you have to be an icon to be iconic, okay? And yes, maybe
Tish is an icon.
Your sister, yes.
Yes, she is also.
Your dad, yes. But that you don't get like Fish. Seven people in your family to be icons of
just
the
two.
Of the world. That's not how it works. But also, it's not like your sister performing at the Grammys. Okay, that one might be iconic. But yeah, when people are like, "Oh my God, that purse is iconic." No, it's not. That's just a fucking Louis Vuitton purse. Okay? It's like when we started doing the, like, people were using the word literally, literally way too often. And then when you do that, it takes away the power of the word. Because then it's not, when literally was a thing, it was like, that's not even literally what it is. That's figuratively what it is. So you don't even understand, like, what the word is. And when we're starting to do with iconic, then things are become, that we're saying iconic, make the things that are actually iconic kind of, like, watered down. That's all I'm saying. Hmm. So we got to stop with that.
Nah.
Yeah, no. When, no one's going to do that.
No.
But.
My mother.
What does your mother want? What does the icon want?
I tried you.
Do you want to start the show?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, we should do that. Me or you?
I have no clue.
All right. I'll start. Bros and hoes, you're listening to another iconic episode of the YFT podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
You know what's crazy, Brandy? We spend half of our lives in bed.
Yeah.
But we don't put a premium on like our bed setup.
True.
And we totally should. Bedrooms are important. They've seen some things. They've seen things that cannot be unseen. Hangovers, dirty laundry, the 2022 Best Actor acceptance speech. If there's one room in our house that deserves a little extra TLC, dude, it's our freaking bedroom. And you know who's going to help out with our bedroom?
Who's that?
Article. Article is the easiest way to make your space look beautiful.
Yep, they're dedicated to a modern aesthetic of mid-century Scandinavian, industrial, and bohemian design, so there's something for everyone. Plus, fast, affordable shipping is available across the USA and Canada, and it's free on orders over $9.99. Plus, all in-stock items are delivered in 2 weeks or less, which is pretty unbelievable these days. It takes forever to get anything.
Article's offering our listeners out there $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/YFT and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout.
That's article.com/YFT for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Do it. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Iconic. That microphone is iconic.
Oh my God.
Everything today is going to be iconic.
Yeah.
That joke about about the word iconic was iconic. Was it even
maybe to somebody it was.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's very subjective, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. Have you seen the story about the stingray who is like...
Yes.
Maybe going to produce a Jesus Christ stingray?
I have. I've heard about it.
Okay. So if you haven't heard about the stingray in Charlotte, there's a stingray in Charlotte that is pregnant in like an aquarium, right?
Right.
But the thing about it is...
Immaculate conception.
They don't know who the father is because there's no male stingrays in said tank.
Or do they like, is there a male with, and they just like thought it was a female?
No, there's, I think she's the only thing in the tank that's a stingray.
Oh.
A pregnant stingray at North Carolina Aquarium has become an overnight celebrity, and many are wondering who the father is. You know what we need here? Because it might be an immaculate conception.
Could be.
Charlotte, a round stingray at Aquarium and Shark Lab by Team Echo in Hendersonville, is pregnant with as many as 4 pups. Is that what we call baby stingrays? Pups? Okay.
Guess so.
But she hasn't shared her tank with any male stingrays in the last 8 years. What? She could soon deliver. But as of Sunday afternoon, Charlotte still hadn't had her pups, but she did get some much-needed rest alongside a horseshoe crab in her tank after meeting a lot of her fans, according to the aquarium's latest TikTok.
Could be a false pregnancy.
Yeah, maybe. But how did she get pregnant? Some are saying Charlotte could have been impregnated by one of the 5 male sharks in the tank.
Sharks?
Well, stingrays are sharks, technically.
Oh.
Charlotte was found engulfed with shark bites, which could signal that she mated with a shark. There might be like a shark stingray baby coming up, a TikToker user said.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Who suggests that Charlotte could have fertilized her own eggs. Either way, you're getting stingray Jesus or stingray shark ray. So what do you think? Do you think that, do you think it's a Jesus stingray?
No, I do not.
So you think the sharks impregnated her?
I think so, because, like, listen, hear me out.
Okay.
I'm no biology expert by any means.
Okay? Marine biologist.
Let's just start with that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Marine biologist.
Any of that.
Specifically.
Not any of that.
Yeah.
However, like, isn't this how, basically, like, how certain species were probably created is, like, yet they mix together and make new species of things, and that's how we're all here?
I don't think so.
Come on, yeah.
That's not. I don't think that's really how evolution works.
I think, yeah.
No, I think evolution is just. No, I think it's just.
Like, think about like
a mutation in your genes, but you're still like whatever that initial thing was, and
okay,
then it mutates.
Hear me out, though. What about like mules?
Yeah, so a mule is a donkey and a horse.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I guess. So, I mean, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like those things were created because two things. Crossbred.
Yeah.
So like, isn't that how things get created, is crossbreeding?
I don't know if that's like really how like evolution works, because mules can't reproduce.
Right.
I don't think that this is a stingray shark.
But maybe the stingray shark can't reproduce.
Yeah, maybe so.
We don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. If you keep on reading that article, there is a marine biologist that's like, no, this is this is a thing that happens in the wild a good bit. Shark pregnancy is likely the result of parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis? Parthenogenesis.
Which is?
A rare method of asexual reproduction where a female can produce an embryo without fertilizing an egg with sperm, AP reported. Cases of parthenogenesis have been recorded in more than 80 other species, including a zebra shark, a python, and a python, according to National Geographic. For millions of years, animals have reproduced via parthenogenesis, which first emerged in some of the smallest, simplest organs, National Geographic says. Most animals that procreate through parthenogenesis are small invertebrates such as bees, wasps, ants, and aphids, which can alternate between sexual and asexual reproduction. But this could be the first documented case of it happening with a round stingray, according to scientists. Quote, I'm glad the round stingray is getting the media attention it deserves. It's not necessarily as sexy as a white shark, but they do a lot of really neat stuff, like fuck their own bodies to make.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Next week, we'll come back and we'll find out. Brandy thinks that it's a shark stingray, or if I think this is the second coming of Jesus Christ. What if it was?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
What if Jesus was like, I never said I was going to come back as human. I could come back as anything. I created all of God's creatures. Why do you think that? Why are you so self-indulged that you think that I would come back as a human? I'd come back as a fucking stingray. They're beautiful, majestic creatures. You know what they are? You know what they are? Iconic.
They are.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever swam with them?
I have.
I swam with them in Belize. No.
No.
Antigua.
Antigua.
Oh, you went there?
Yeah, yeah. I went to the same place you went to. And it's not It's not Antigua. It's Antigua. That's how Antigua. They say it.
Yeah,
they
that
say.
Is how they say
But
it.
Yes, that is, that's where I swam with them. And they were very lovely.
They are. Very cute.
Very cute. Anyways.
Very sweet. Yeah. You know, just wanting a treat. Just out here looking for treats.
Yeah. You got some favorite things, bro, or what's going on?
Have you started the new season of Love is Blind?
No, but I did I saw that like this one girl says that she looks like Megan Fox, and then he meets her and he's like, no.
Okay, wait, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, but that's just what's on social media.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to stay off of TikTok because I'm starting to see some spoilers and I don't want that.
Yeah.
But what's there's a lot of love triangles this season.
Ooh.
And I don't know if it's just maybe there have been in the past and they just haven't shown as much of each person's, you know, relationship. That's very possible. But all of a sudden they're like really given a lot of camera time to like the guys that have two girls, you know? And
dirty dogs.
This one guy, he's got two girls. One that said she looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
And the other one who actually more so looks like Megan Fox.
Oh, really?
I was like, homegirl, like you, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're setting yourself up for failure. Unless you are Megan Fox's identical twin, don't lead with that. Because then when he sees you, he's going to be disappointed because Megan Fox is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
And like, that's not real. Like, I don't know anyone that actually looks like Megan Fox, right? I mean, she's a smoke show.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna say you look like that, you better fucking look like that. And if you don't, like, you're setting yourself up for failure. I would never.
Did you see the part where she says she looks like Megan Fox?
Yes.
Okay. And were you like?
I was like, I feel like the other girl that he's talking to looks a little more like Megan Fox, if I'm honest.
Were you like, what the fuck is happening here? I don't know.
Yeah. So the other girl he's talking to, if you want some spoilers, can we do some spoilers here?
Give me some spoilers.
I'm only like 3 or 4 episodes in. All right. So spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. So he's picking the girl that says she looks like Megan Fox and ditching the girl that actually kind of looks like Megan Fox.
No way.
And when I say this girl looks like Megan Fox, she really doesn't, but she is smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells him and she is like, you are going to choke when you see me in real life.
Oh, really?
For what you're missing out on because you're like picking this other girl or whatever.
No.
And I can't wait to see the episode where he sees the other girl. I just can't wait. I just love this show. Love is Blind is one of my faves.
All right. I know. We almost started it last night, but I watched something different in anticipation that you were going to watch Love is Blind. Because I know that's like your jam.
I love it.
In the reality TV dating space, are you caught up on The Bachelor?
I am actually.
So when
well,
this,
I guess,
yeah. So when this comes out, we're gonna be an episode behind. But I watched the two episodes the Monday and Tuesday special is all about Maria. I guess my thought is, what are your thoughts on Maria?
I mean, we've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
In the beginning, she was rubbing me the wrong way.
Okay.
But now it's to the point where I'm like, okay, this is silly. Like, you guys are blowing this out of proportion. You know? Let's leave the girl alone. Like, I'm starting to feel bad for her, which is, you know, insane. But I think the girls are a bit threatened by her. She dresses really sexy. She's very outgoing, big personality. Joey clearly likes her.
Yeah.
So at this point, I feel like it's just like these other girls, their insecurities coming out and they're just all kind of coming for her. Like, I've never kind of pegged her as being like the final girl either. Like, I don't think she's the one he's the most into, but I do think he likes her a lot.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
The show is definitely wanting you to be Team Maria, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, they've only really shown her just kind of be normal and kind of continuing to be picked on by whatever the girl is that got kicked off. Mm-hmm. But then they flip it on its head in the kind of the end of the last episode where she goes and steals, even though she's already got a rose, right? To me, I was talking to Sarah about this because Sarah was like, oh, do I not like her? And I was like, I think this is a little bit disingenuous of the show. How it works is you're like, hey, I want to go talk to him, to a producer. And they're like, okay, not right now. He's in interview. Not right now. He's in kind of like a serious conversation. You don't want to go interrupt this or whatever. And usually what happens is your producer will be like, okay, we're running out of time. If you want to talk to him, you kind of got to go now, right? And you're like, oh, okay. I guess, you know, I don't want to talk to him before. Like, there's no time to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And what's frustrating about that is, so yeah, sure, she might have said in the beginning of the night, like, I'm going to let everyone else talk to him because I've already got a rose. But I'm sure that there was a time in which a producer was like, hey, listen, we are running out of time. If you want to talk to him, like, you need to go steal, like, you'll be the last person or whatever it is, you know? And everyone there knows that. That's what's frustrating to me is that, like, all those contestants on the show are doing the same thing. Right. So the, like, I can't believe she did that. She stole and whatever. And it's like, but you know the game you're playing because it's happening to you too. I get that, like, you're upset that, like, she got to talk to him before I did or whatnot. But there's a little bit of, like, that's on the producers and you know that.
Right.
So here's the other thing. And I remember this is something that they would tell me. Or they would tell people is like, you need to be fighting to go talk to the lead because if they don't get to see you, then they might not think that you're into it. Mm. And then you're like, oh, really? Okay. But then, like, now going through it, like, the lead knows because if they've been through the experiences of being, like, on the show, they know that, like, they're not in control of, like, who gets, go steal. And when someone goes rogue, producers usually stop that. They're like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, you're just like, fuck it, let him go rogue. That's kind of my thought on it. There's a part of me that thinks that Joey was tipped off as to who was in the wrong in that whole situation. Mm. Because he sets it up kind of like a fucking producer would, you know? It's like, one, he's like, do you see a future with us? Because that's obviously the issue, is that, like, Joey's like, I don't even know what we're doing here. I haven't talked to this girl. That's what it seems like to me.
Right, that's
the subcontext I'm getting. So he's like, do you really think there's a future? And she's like, yes. And the reason why I'm doing all of this is because I do believe that or whatever. You know, it's like, whatever. And he grabs the rose and he turns straight to her and he says her name.
I know, it's terrible.
But it's so, it's so well produced. Like,
it is, but, like, ooh, I felt bad for her.
I know. And that's why like, I'm like, he was tipped off as to what to do here, I think. Mm-hmm. Because I think someone was like, okay, so here's the idea. You got to pick Maria. She's being totally kind of bullied, even though she's being called the bully or whatever.
Right.
What you should do is you should pick up the rose. You should look at the other girl, make her think that she's going to get the rose, and then boom, flip it around, you know? Like, classic misdirect on The Bachelor. So that's my thought on all of it.
Damn.
Can't believe it, but the holidays are here. And of course, if you're selling anything online, it's the busiest time of year for you. Don't get stuck worrying about shipping orders. Let ShipStation do the heavy lifting so you and your team can put your time, money, and energy into the important things. Plus, when it comes to those inevitable holiday returns, ShipStation automates, recommends, exchanges, and gathers customer feedback, so even if they bought the wrong size or color, they still have a great experience. Whether you're shipping from your house or multiple warehouses, ShipStation can increase your holiday profitability.
Plus, one of my favorite things about ShipStation is that you get discounts up to 84% off of USPS and UPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have scaled their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life.
Let your customers shop risk-free this holiday season with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com and use code YOURFAVORITETHING today and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
That's ShipStation.com, code YOURFAVORITETHING.
Do you think that the producers want Daisy to be the Bachelorette?
I think America wants Daisy to be the Bachelorette.
Okay. I don't know if I think I agree with that. I don't.
From
I don't,
what I see on social media, but
yeah, I mean, everyone loves her, and she hasn't really kind of been on much of the last two episodes.
Was, I know, which is interesting.
It was very much the Maria show the last couple episodes.
I think Daisy would be a great Bachelorette, but I think Joey really likes Daisy.
I think so too, but I think he likes brunettes. From
I agree with that too, but I do think Daisy's going to go far. I think she's definitely getting a hometown. I'm obsessed with the girl with the gorgeous curly hair.
Topanga. I call her Topanga.
Obsessed with her. What's great her real hair. Name? Kelsey?
No clue, but she looks like Topanga.
I think it's Kelsey. I'm obsessed. Like, she's my favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's great. He's got to start cutting some people. He's going on one-on-ones. You got to start cutting people on one-on-ones, guy.
I know.
What are we doing here? The problem is that everyone's got their fucking sob story, you know?
Yep.
And so you can't cut them after a sob story.
True.
God, I should have known that when I was on my one-on-one. I should have made up something, you know?
You're terrible.
You know, when I was in NAM, I saw some shit. I was in the shit. You were in NAM? How old are you?
Yeah, you're right, though. But he does. I think, okay, so my favorites so far, my top four.
Yeah.
Daisy, Kelsey, Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
Either Jen or the other girl that had a one-on-one this time that went on the dancing date. What's her name?
No clue. I don't know anyone's name.
Oh, God. They're the other, like, wild card there.
I know
everyone
Maria
else, I'm like, go.
I think he's going to choose Maria.
You do?
I do.
I don't. I think Maria's the girl that it's fun to flirt with and make out with and stuff, but it's not the girl you take home.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I think.
Yeah, we'll see. It's good. The season's pretty good. Listen, I like Joey. Like, I've met him. He's a wonderful guy. So boring, though. So boring. But I think that that's a good thing to be when you're the Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember, Higgins was fucking boring.
True.
But he's the best. He was the best Bachelor.
The best.
Yeah. Speaking of love and reality, have you seen Lover, Stalker, Killer?
No.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy.
Okay, so...
You love... Is it a documentary?
Yeah. Big documentary guy these days. Mm-hmm. And you know why? It's because all the production companies aren't making anything new, so I'm stuck to documentaries.
Very true.
In this twisting documentary, a mechanic tries online dating for the first time and meets a woman who takes romantic obsession to a deadly extreme. Lover, Stalker, Killer on Netflix.
Sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this fucking poor guy, he's this mechanic guy, super nice guy, gets a divorce, got kids. So his wife's like, I'm moving back to like be close to my family. And he's like, well, I want to be close to the kids. So he moves to this other town to be close to the kids. And he's all alone. And he's, you know, turning wrenches and, you know, changing oil and stuff. And he's like, I'm going to go on Plenty of Fish. And so he meets a girl. And
that's a dating app?
Plenty of Fish, yeah. But like Plenty of Fish in the Sea.
Yeah, they're lying, but okay.
It's so sad, actually, in the beginning. He's like, I started it up and I had 10,000 like possible matches and no one fucking messaged me. You're like, oh, poor guy.
See, so, zero fish.
Yeah. So he meets a girl, they go to a bar, like they hit it off, but he's like, hey, listen, I just want, like, he says he was pretty honest about, like, I just got a divorce, not really looking for something serious, you know, like, this is casual. And so he's just kind of dating this girl, I think her name is Liz. And then he, like, changes the oil of this other girl who he ends up becoming romantically involved. And, like, the first girl, like, shows up at his apartment and is like, I need to get some from the house. And he's like, okay, this is awkward or whatnot. Then the second girl goes missing. So the cops come and they're like, did you kill this girl? And he's like, no, I don't know where she is or whatnot. And so he starts kind of dating the first girl again. And then he starts getting like really threatening messages from the second girl. And the girl that he's kind of dating currently, which was the first girl, starts getting really threatening messages from the second girl again. The first girl, like her house burns down, like the animals die. Mm. And you're like, oh my God, the second girl's fucking crazy. Anyways, this goes on for a while. They get tech forensic guys in there to start looking at IP addresses and what's going on. Anyways, highly recommend Crazy Twist, Lover, Stalker, Killer, only on Netflix. It's pretty great.
Very interesting.
You gonna watch it?
Probably not.
Did you ever watch The Curious Case of Natalia Grace? I mean,
at this point, I'm just not watching it because I know you want me to so bad.
I don't understand. Did you watch American Nightmare?
No.
Okay. Well, you need to watch. Ah! Fine. Don't watch it. Have an unhappy life. All right?
You know what? I'm doing just great. I like, it's crazy what a 180 I've done on this Masters of the Air show. I went from like not liking it at all to I'm absolutely fully obsessed to the point where I watch every episode twice.
Yeah.
Are you caught up?
No. Sorry, I'm watching new stuff, so I have material for the YFTers.
Okay, well, this is new. An episode comes out every week.
I know, but.
Okay, well, without ruining anything for you, I just have to tell you that 2 episodes ago,
yeah,
they leave us on this fucking cliffhanger. And, you know, we have to wait all week for episodes or whatever. So for 2 weeks, I've been waiting. A lot of these fucking planes haven't come back. And you didn't see what, like, they just skipped. Like, they go off on a mission and fast forward and just tell you none of them come back. They don't show you what happened. They don't tell you anything. And it's like most of the guys that they've had you fall in love with in the first 2 episodes are on these fucking planes, just gone. Only one plane comes back. And so, like, you're like, well, what? They can't be dead. Cause, like, if they were dead, they would have shown it. Cause they have no problem showing all the deaths. Cause it's brutal. And it's a couple of the leads. So you're like, you know, they can't die this soon.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm like, how? I gotta know. I need to know right now who's dead, who's not, who's coming back, who's not. It's keeping me up at night.
Mm.
What a great show. Also, I'm just so obsessed with Colin Turner. Did you see him and Dua together at the BAFTAs? Oh my God. They are so gorgeous. I love it so much.
No. You should watch Memphis Belle.
What's that?
This whole show is a huge ripoff of Memphis Belle. Cast is crazy.
I also need to watch Band of Brothers. I never saw that.
That's a long watch. Memphis Belle is just a movie. In 1943, a crew of a B-17 based in the UK prepares for its 25th and final bombing mission over Germany before returning home to the USA. The cast is crazy good. Eric Stoltz. Is in it. Sean Astin, Billy Zane, Harry Connick Jr. is the tail gunner. He's so good. John Lithgow. Highly recommend Memphis Belle.
Okay. That sounds good.
Like if you like this, mm-hmm. It's so good. Sean Astin's great in it. He's the ball turret guy. Mm-hmm. And Harry Connick Jr.
I love a good World War II tale.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm a sucker.
Have you even heard of J-Lo's new movie called This Is Me Now?
I think I've heard of it, but I definitely haven't seen it.
It might be the worst thing ever made in the history of cinema. Coinciding with the release of her album, the same name, this narrative-driven odyssey tells the story of Jennifer Lopez's journey to love through her own eyes. This Is Me Now. A love story. I'm not even gonna tell you where it is because it's so bad that you should not go watch it, but it's like one long weird music video that like makes no sense and it's so stupid and for some reason Fat Joe's in it and so is Jane Fonda and of course Ben Affleck and J-Lo. It is quite possibly the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I only watched about 7 minutes of it before I was like, that's enough of that. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Very interesting.
I haven't seen it, but there's a part of me that wants to go watch Madam Web because everyone hates it so much.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Dakota Johnson, though.
Me too.
We'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she hasn't had a pretty charmed life. growing up.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
She's doing just fine. There's a South Park movie out right now.
There is.
It's called South Park, Not Suitable for Children. After it's discovered that a teacher at South Park Elementary has an OnlyFans page, Randy is compelled to take a closer look at the seedy underbelly of the world of online influencers. It is so well done in terms of shining a light on how bullshit influencers really are. Mm-hmm. And hey, listen, I guess we can be considered those. Mm-hmm. All these kids drink this drink called Cred. Is it Logan Paul's drink Prime or whatever? Yep. And they think it's mm-hmm. so cool, but it's really just a shitty sports drink. And then Randy realizes that you can make a lot of money doing OnlyFans. So he starts doing OnlyFans. And like it kind of like crescendos into him being auctioned off to the highest bidder. And like the people who are bidding on him are like Mattel, Hasbro, China, Russia. All these tech companies pretend that the people that are really on it are over 20 years old, but really it's all kids and you're just influencing kids and like how fucking seedy and terrible the underbelly of social media really, really is. It's just really, really wonderful. And I think everyone needs to watch it, but don't watch it with kids around because you see Randy Marsh's dick a lot in the film.
Oh God.
It's funny though.
Where do you watch this?
Paramount Plus. I watched it on Prime, but it's so funny. Anyways, highly recommend. Very good. You want to say cute, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can.
Cute.
I got something I want to say.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And this is something that they don't tell you before you get married.
Oh. Do they tell you anything before you get married?
No, they don't.
No.
Well, I mean, I guess they do. As if I'm they, I'm about to do it.
Okay.
But this is something that like, I kind of wish like my father had told me like before I walked down the aisle. He pulled me mm-hmm. aside and was like, hey, well, there's a couple things you need to know about being married. And one of the most important things you need to know about being married is the dinner trade. Mm. And a lot of people don't know about the dinner trade, but I'm about to shed some light on the dinner trade. And basically what marriage is, one, it's really competing for who slept worse the night before. Every morning you wake up and you say, how did you sleep? And it's just a fight to see who slept worse, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's no real way of knowing. Even though we have the Oura rings, then we like
I was gonna say, there's some data, huh?
Yeah, there's some data. So there's that, and then there's the dinner trade, which is you and your wife go to dinner, you talk about what you're gonna order, and usually they're similar. And what ends up happening is you order something different, and whatever your wife ordered, she's going to hate. And whatever you ordered, they're going to love. Mm. And then you have to swap.
Mm. So you guys order from different places?
No, when you go to the restaurant and you're looking at the menu.
When you go out to eat. I see.
And it's like, oh, I'm going to get the steak. Mm. Okay, I'm going to get the bolognese. And then your wife gets it and she hates it. And then she's having a bad time because what she ordered was shit, even though you were like, I don't know about that one. And then what you have to do to save the night, because the men are the knights in shining armor, have to be like, let's just trade. And then you play this little dance of like, no, it's okay, it's fine. And it's like, no, just what are we doing here? I don't care. I'll have the bolognese, okay? Because I know you want the steak now. That's all marriage is just giving your better food in exchange for worse food.
Mm.
So.
That is groundbreaking.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
You know the state that Las Vegas is in?
Nevada.
Is that how you say it?
Nevada?
Uh-huh. I think I say Nevada.
Nevada.
But like which one's right? Do we know?
Nevada?
Nevada?
Hello, sir. Are you going to Nevada today?
Nevada? Nevada sounds northern or something to me.
Nevada.
Is it Nevada or Nevada? I want a local because, you know, the locals say things differently than other people would say things. Like my best friend, she said Louisville to me the other day, talking about Louisville. And I was like, you mean Louisville? You know, like, and I'm from Kentucky, so that's why I know how to pronounce Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah, Louisville. You want us to pronounce Louisville like you've got marbles in your mouth. Like you're like an indie singer right now singing any song. Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
The bat. What's the bat called?
The bat?
The slugger bat. How do you pronounce that?
What do you mean?
You know the bat that they make in Louisville?
Oh, yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
The name of it?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Say the slugger? Say the name of the bat.
Is it slugger? I don't know.
Louisville slugger.
Oh, Louisville slugger.
People don't say Louisville slugger.
No one calls it. It's just a baseball bat. No one calls it anything.
But they call it a Louisville slugger, not a Louisville slugger. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I've never heard that in my life.
100%.
It's a bat. It's a baseball bat.
Nevada.
Nevada. I don't know.
I think if you're rich, it's Nevada. And I think if you're poor, it's Nevada. That's what I think.
I guess so.
Yeah. You want to do some calls?
Sure.
Hi, Bells and Brandy. This is Jenny from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Jenny.
And I can't believe I'm doing this. This is my first time voicemail.
I can't either.
I've been listening to YFT every day since it started. And the only thing I look forward to on a Wednesday, to be honest. But I can't believe I'm finding this out before Wells, but I don't know. Maybe he knows. A24 is creating a documentary on the Talking Heads.
Yes.
And there's a tribute album coming out with a bunch of different artists, including Miley is on the album, Miley Cyrus.
Really?
But Paramore just released their version of Burning Down the House, which is so good. Ding, ding, ding. One of my favorite things. And definitely check that out. Love y'all. Bye.
See ya. I knew about the album. I didn't know that Miley was on it, though.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, though. I remember it was New Year's last year that she sang with David Byrne, and it was really bad. Not Miley's part, but David Byrne was bad, and we were like, what is going on? And I felt like no one knew who he was except for a bunch of old people like me, and I was like, how dare you do this to an icon like David Byrne? Icon.
In person, it wasn't as bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. I was like, what, just sing Burning Down the House, dude. What are we doing here? Don't sing new shit. Yes, I did know about that. There also was a really cool Broadway musical using all of the Talking Heads stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey, love me, Randy. It's Destiny from California.
Hey, Destiny.
Well, a few years back, we went on the Napa wine train together with you and a few other bachelor folk.
Derek was there.
What I was thinking is, why don't we do that again with the YFTers, the YFT Napa wine train?
Yeah.
Something like that, and a little YFT get-together, a live podcast. Take it on the road. Do you guys have any plans to get back out there now that COVID's over? All right. Love you. Bye.
That's a good idea. I feel like you get us drunk in a public setting. That's just how you get canceled.
True.
Hi, Wells and Brandi. This is Julianne calling from Canada. I have two things that I wanted to recommend. I think that you would both like these.
Okay.
Maybe you, Wells, more than Brandy.
Yeah.
But the first one came to my mind after you had went on a spiel about people eating people based on that movie with the plane crash. So anyways, I thought since you're into cannibalism and all that stuff, that you might enjoy movie called Fresh. Don't know if you guys have talked about this before, but it's basically a movie where this girl goes on this blind date with some guy, and then she ends up being basically captured and stranded with this guy and discovers that he's actually a meat eater and he runs this meat market for humans. So, also, do you guys think that actually exists? I'm curious to know your thoughts on that, but you should watch it.
After quitting dating apps, a woman meets the supposedly perfect man and accepts his invitation to a romantic weekend getaway, only to find that her new paramour has been hiding some unusual appetites. Fresh on Hulu, starring Daisy Edgar Jones and Sebastian Stan.
Wow. I love that your reputation is now that you're into cannibalism.
Big cannibalism guy. You didn't know that about me?
So much.
Didn't know that about me? All right, here. This is still going. Here we go.
Also, I'm also obsessed with UFOs and aliens, and I definitely believe they're here. So you guys should check out this new documentary. It's a 3-part series, and it's called UFO Revolution.
Okay.
Highly recommend. It's updated, so all the most recent stories are included in this, and it is so good. And honestly, after watching the documentary, I went straight upstairs, looked outside, looked at the sky for a while, and not going to lie, was pondering my life and looking for UAPs. So, yeah, you guys should definitely check it out and curious to know what your thoughts are on it. Bye.
Well, we almost watched that last night, actually.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, pilots are out here posting photos and videos of UFOs left and right.
Oh, I know.
Like, if you don't believe at this point, then you're just dumb, because they're real.
Yeah, it's every single day. There's a new one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was one in Boston recently where it's like an American Airlines guy. He's like, you're never gonna believe this, but I've been seeing this thing fly around. You know, just show yourselves.
I know.
Extraterrestrials.
Yeah, come hang.
Come hang. Come meet the pod. You want me at the pod?
Yeah.
You want me at the pod? Maybe the aliens are also like. Everything a touch turns to shit. So they don't want they don't want to turn us into shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there's a real life thing where we are a reality TV show for them. And they're just like.
For sure.
Jesus Christ, look at these people.
Definitely.
I saw this post on Instagram, and I wonder if it's the most true thing about Americans. It's America is wrong about everything except Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit is the correct way to measure temperature. Fahrenheit's like, man, it's so hot out. It's got to be like 100 hots. I totally agree with that. Let's just say what it is. Fahrenheit is a percentage feeling. If it's 100 degrees outside, that's 100% hot.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 70 degrees out, it's 70% hot. It's like, yeah, it's just okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 50 and below, it's, no, this is failing in the temperature region.
True.
If it's 110, it's way too hot. It's off the scale, and I hate you.
You're right.
Yeah. Celsius, no.
Stupid. My thing with Celsius is, like, the difference between 1 degree is so drastic. So I don't like that. No. I don't like that.
I could have gotten on board with, like, kilometers, because that does kind of make sense to me. No, Fahrenheit's... is really where it's at.
Agreed.
Let's not. And by the way, I played this for the YFTers earlier, but I do have a new soundboard suggestion. A lot of YFTers sent me this one, okay?
Okay.
This is coming from Mandy Brooke Official.
I'm so fucking tired of your fucking bullshit. Shut up.
What do you think?
I like it.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it is good.
Do love The Lion King. All right, Musex, close out?
Yeah.
What do you got for me, kid?
He needs no help with promotion at all. He's doing great.
Yeah.
But John Summit, his new song Shiver is such a banger. Whoever is top lining John Summit's songs is fucking iconic, okay? The top lines in John Summit's tracks are so fucking good. I don't know if it's the girl that's singing on the tracks. I don't think it's John Summit. Could be wrong. Don't know if there's a co-writer in the room that's top-lining it. But whoever's doing it is fucking killing it.
What is a top line?
A top line in songwriting is like the melody. The melody of the basically like the track. Like the not like the tag, but like usually it's the chorus. It's like whatever like the top line is.
Is this a DJ term?
No, it's a songwriting term.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. John Summit, Shiver.
You know who John Summit is, right?
No.
Oh my God. You live under a rock. He is selling out Madison Square Garden, BMO Arena, like. He's a DJ, and he went from, like, his whole shtick is that, like, 2 years ago he was doing YouTube tutorials, and now he's selling out Madison Square Garden multiple nights in a row.
American dream, baby.
Literally. It's killing it.
I don't know if I've ever... This might offend you, because this is your job. I don't know if I've ever been to a DJ.
You're really missing out.
I don't know...
Listen, the spectrum of DJs is so wide. I feel like people that don't listen to like electronic music, because this was me. Like before I really started listening to electronic music, I just assumed that DJing was like the EDM tracks you hear on the radio, like Calvin Harris, right? And Tiesto and stuff like that. It's such a wide array of like what it is. Like there's everything from like what you think of almost as like a wedding DJ, right? Where someone's just mixing together party music. And then like on the other side of the spectrum, it's like raves, underground. EDM is having a massive, massive resurgence. I feel like especially here where it hasn't been very popular, it's starting to become so popular and everyone's trying to jump on board and do it, which I think is great for the genre. But if you've not been to like a really awesome live show from like, I would recommend like Rufus Du Sol, Odessa. A lot of these guys play Red Rocks and the Gorge and like really cool venues. Like that's what you need to go do.
Okay.
And just experience it once. Cause it's pretty fucking cool.
I saw the great
lights and the production and the music and it's just all of it, you know?
I saw Dead and Company are doing the Sphere. I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to that too.
Yeah. We got to figure out a way to do that. I got some things. Let me see if you can. Do you know who Mark Sebilia is?
I've heard the name probably from you.
Nashville guy. I used to have him on my show way back in the day. He is huge on TikTok now because he like plays every instrument and like kind of loops it all. Mm-hmm. And this is a song he's been like writing, I guess, for his daughter about death and like what he thinks happens after death. And I really like this one. So check it out. This is a Mark Sebilia, More to This. Finally feel my fragile soul, and all I am falls into mystery. I've been thinking about after, and all the folks I want to see. My neighbor says that this is it. My daughter says we live again. Most of the time I'm somewhere in between. Don't the question beg an answer? Don't a song beg a dancer? Don't you dare tell me that there ain't more to this, more to this. I've been seeing this life different. Mark Sebilia, More to This.
Do you listen to Dylan Gossett at all?
No.
No.
Do you want me to play some Dylan Gossett?
Yeah, he's got a new song called Bitter Winds. Please slow down. Another year is burning out. The sun don't wait for someone like me.
Dylan Gossett, Bitter Winds. It's good stuff. I got one more. We can go out on it.
Perfect.
Mike Rathke. It's a song called Apple Tree that I like a lot. What are you up to these days? Do you have heat?
I do. Finally. It took over 2 weeks. Don't even get me fucking started on all of it. Basically, a lot of people fucked up. I spent a lot of money I didn't need to spend, and we are fighting it. But it is finally turned back on.
That's good.
I'm chilling for a little bit. I don't really have anything going on for the next week and a half. Trying to enjoy it because come like March 6th when I leave, your girl's just like gone.
Just I'm gone gone.
Until like I don't know when. I'm just like booked. Wow. It's great.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We did calls earlier today. I forgot to say the number, 858-630-1856. If you want to call and leave one of your favorite things, we'll play it. And then you can also DM us on social media at YFT Podcast on Instagram. And you know, I was thinking about it. We don't have a TikTok. We need to start a TikTok.
We do.
I'll just do that. That's fine.
Great.
I can do that. That's easy enough.
Love that for you.
I don't have much going on either. I'm just chilling.
Yeah. End of Feb is like a dead zone always.
Dead zone. Dead zone.
It's okay, though. It's all right.
All good. Yeah. All right, YFT ears, we love you.
Love you guys.
Oh, don't forget, if you're not watching this on YouTube, do it now. We moved it from, I think, coming out on Friday to coming out on Thursdays.
Yeah, so now it's just one day later than the episode.
Yeah. And sorry, we can't be like immediate because I think they have to edit and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's things that need to be done.
There's things.
Yeah. But we love you guys.
Love y'all.
See you later.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.